This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. And, you know, a lot of people travel in and out of Malaysia's urban centres over the weekend to head back to their respective hometowns. Drupa here makes it easier to split the cost of travelling by pulling people who are headed the same direction into one car. So founder Shukri Saad and Nelson Rizal is here with us today to talk about the revenue stream for a business like this, the safety to passengers, and how the company plans to expand in the future. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
So let's start with you, Shukri. You know, tell us a bit about Drupa and how it operates.
Drupa is basically a carpool ride-sharing platform in Malaysia. We just introduced it a couple of months back. I remember in June, 2 weeks before Raya. We provide a platform where user can advertise their journey and then look for other users who are going to head it to the same direction. The philosophy behind Drupa is Totong Je. It means that you split the cost and then share the ride.
Mm. And the idea was sort of mooted before that. I think 2 weeks before is strategic because everybody's going back kampung, right, for Raya break.
Yes.
But yeah,
that's the idea of why we launched Drupa 2 weeks before Hari Raya. The strategy behind that is also that we want to see whether there's any demand, real demand in Malaysia. And then, quite surprisingly, yes, there is. In just 2 weeks on Hari Raya, we managed to secure 400 users.
Wow.
With 200 journey offered, and then we make lots of bookings on that Raya month. So that's quite interesting for us, and then seeing that there's a real demand in Malaysia, so we look into it seriously now and then expanding into other features in the future.
I think it's great when you first launch and you get positive feedback.
Yeah, that's
a sigh
we are very glad about that.
That's the most important thing. Yeah, you know, we are proud of Drupa because we are made in Malaysia, created by Malaysians, and for Malaysians.
Mm.
So that's our.
Yeah. And also one question I'd like to ask is that, I mean, there are other players who's, you know, been into Malaysian market and they try to do similar things, which, you know, didn't quite work out. And I'm sure you've seen them around and then suddenly they just, you know, not around anymore. So what gives you the confidence that, okay, you know what, this is our chance. This is what we have to do. You know, we should tap it while, you know, other players are other kind of services is offering on the roads.
I mean, from my experience using the same services while living in UK, this kind of services have impact. I mean, they have demands like BlaBlaCar in UK. They manage to make a profit just by offering the same services like we did in Malaysia. So seeing that, that motivate us to pursue in this business. Yes, there's other players that close shops by doing just this business, but not because of there's no demand for this kind of services, but because other factors like over expansions and all that.
Mm.
We learn from other mistakes and we try to, you know, try to fix it and introduce better services.
Mm. Okay, now talking about the cost of ride being shared between the driver and passengers, where does the Drupa's revenue come from then?
We collect booking fees from passengers, 15% out of total fees, plus 1.50 ringgit. So 15% plus 1.50 ringgit. That is our revenue at the moment.
Okay, and then 100% goes to the driver.
100% goes to the driver. That is our token of appreciation to the driver who willing to share the journey with others.
Okay, but in Malaysia, you know, security is always an issue. I mean, how frequent would you want to go onto a stranger's car and carpool for a long journey, like 4 hours ride? How are you addressing this, you know, mindset?
Okay, That's kind of hard question, actually, because one is that it's true. Our mom already told us not to talk to the strangers, and she's always right. Okay, so what we did, and then what we did with Trooper is that we offer the passengers we offer the users to check the profile first, get to know the drivers and the passenger first before you make the journey. I mean, Drupal allow users to check the profile, whether these users already verify their IC, verify their home address, verify their mobile number and all that, and then allow the users to chat with other users before make a booking. And after the booking, they're going to receive a mobile phone, each other, and then can start SMS, make a call, get comfortable with it. And at the end of the day, if they are still not comfortable with each other, they can always cancel the booking and 100% refund.
Okay. Now, once people have signed up, are their information stored, within your platform? And how do you actually track the rides?
We have a history, log, people going from point A to point B. And then when they finish the journey, send a message to each other, asking people to give feedbacks and all that. And then within that 48 hours, we have 48 hours dispute window after they completed the journey. If no dispute or complaint within that 48 hours windows, then we consider that journey is completed without any problem. And then we will disperse the contribution funds to the driver so that the driver can use the fund to whatever they want.
Okay.
Either to book or they can withdraw to their personal account.
Right. And Drupal, like you say, it was only launched 2 months ago, 2 weeks before Raya, right? It's fairly new. And you said there are 400 rides or 400 people, users on your platform.
Now we have 700.
Sorry. Now you have 700.
Yeah. At that time, we managed to secure 400 in just 2 weeks.
Wow. And I'm sure you can see the trend. Peak period will always be during holidays, long weekends. Okay. And so do you have any sort of marketing advice? Because for every new startup, the critical point is trying to get traction of your users. So what are your plans of trying to get more users onto your platform?
Currently, we are focusing more on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And we're going to add more activities and promotion by, going down to the ground, by participating in the exhibition, events, and more outdoor activities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way to get people know what Drupal is all about.
And then we also have this month, we have the Merdeka Wallet promotion, which is if you manage to secure a ride within more than 100 kilometers, you're going to get RM100 bonus.
Wow.
Extra.
100 kilometers from where to where?
Well, from Johor to KL to Ipoh is more than 100.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Right. Now, during the beginning of Drupal, when you had the idea, how do you secure funding to develop a product like this?
I just go to nearest Tabung Haji and then withdraw my saving account. And then basically we are just a self-funded startup. We also have other parties who are interested in funding our businesses. But like all new businesses, of course, we have to show whether this is a profitable business or not. So that's what we are doing now.
So far, then, positive record.
Yeah, we have positive feedback from others. We keep on getting new registration, and there's, as you can see on our website, Drupal.com, there's always a new journey shared on the platform.
okay, this is a sink or swim ride because you're using your own savings to start a business like this. So, you know, what are the other challenges that's keeping you up at night? We'll find out more after this. In the studio, we have Shukri Saad and Nelson Rizal. They are the co-founders of Drupr. That's Drupr. And this is Open for Business. Stay with us, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're still listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, and with us today is Shukri Saad and Nelson Rizal. They are the co-founders of Drupr. It's a carpooling service platform where, you know, for a long ride when you want to go back to Penang or Johor, just put up there if you want to carpool with other people or if you want to be the driver, it's fine. Now, these two entrepreneurs use their own savings to set this up, to develop this product, and they just launched in June. But, you know, entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs. You work 24/7, and I'm sure something is keeping you up at night. And what are those challenges that's keeping you up at night?
Well, what a startup doing now is that they always lead to what they call it market disruption. Okay, so what keeping me at night is that government regulation, new government regulation regarding our industry. I don't know whether to call this carpool services is industry or not, but ride hailing, yes, it is industry. Car sharing come ride hailing, yes, it is industry. But what about carpooling? Okay, what our government says about, you know, tong-tong je, I mean, paying the driver just to, you know, just to share the cost and not up to make it profitable. So these are the things that keep me at night. I mean, I always afraid that when I wake up tomorrow that cabinet decided to, you know, to ban our services because the driver is getting some money and then they're not. They blanket it by receiving money like they're getting profit.
Mm.
So those are the things that keep me at night. Hopefully, government didn't go to that direction, because what we are doing now is try to, you know, take the car off from the road one click at a time.
Okay, wow. And also sharing of costs, I mean, everything else.
Yes,
yeah. Okay. But then we've spoke to a lot of startups before when they say the regulations or when, you know, authorities start knocking on your door, that's actually a good sign because you're making an impact.
Yes,
correct. Yeah.
Hopefully they are making, they're knocking at our door and asking us to, you know, more information, understand the business model, understand our philosophy and how to make Malaysia and our road safer and better,
right,
for other people.
And you, Nelson, so yeah, what's keeping you up at night?
Well, my biggest challenge is, you know, to get more people to ride our platform. You know, we have to think ways and, you know, educating people, users, you know, to use our platform, you know, with, you know, we don't have a big amount of money to fund out this project. So we have a limited amount, but with our advertisement in, you know, in social media, word of mouth, it helps.
Okay.
So challenge is just to get people to write.
Right.
That's the challenge.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as with any service, there are bound to be replica of businesses. We've seen before, we have other similar business carpooling like this in Malaysia, but then they close down. So how do you cope with competitors like that? You know, if there are new players coming into this same game as you?
Okay. Why we are so keen to go into the business is that, one, we develop our product ourselves, so we have 100% flexibilities in terms of technology, adding features, and then cope with market demands. And that first. And number two, if user can see, we offer something extra from other car sharing and or carpooling in Malaysia. Instead of going from point A to point B, we are offering another feature calling stopover. So you can go from point A to point B, and then you have another 4 stopovers, okay, to pick up and drop off passengers. So when people search for the journey, okay, they can always search whether from Kelantan to Kota Baru or Kelantan to Ipoh, Ipoh to Georgetown and all that, and it will appear your name on the search result.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. And so what are your other future plans, like within a year? What are you looking to achieve?
Yeah, in business, definitely there's gonna have you're gonna have a competition, you know. There's no monopoly type business. It's how you promote and you improvise your products and services in the company. That's why we have a few plans that we're gonna expand. Few products that, you know, few months we have a few products in the pipeline which
not ready to disclose yet.
Not ready yet.
not ready yet, but it's interesting, you know, it's market is there. So just wait for us.
And then come back to your question is that at the end of the day what we want to see is that the idea is tongtong je will become like what do you call it, a way of life here in Malaysia. I mean, you have free seats, you have something to share, okay, you can always share it and cover some costs out of it.
Mm.
Okay. without thinking about making profit so much.
All right, and before we end this conversation, why do you call it Drooper?
Interesting. While I'm in UK, I read lots of literature, and then one of it is written by this one famous, I can't remember his name, Scottish poet. He mentioned something, and then on his poem, we got this word called dropper, D-R-O-W-P-E-R. So, I mean, I go and ask people because it's kind of like a... like an old tongue, Scottish things, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I asked people, "What is this roper?" They told me it's a soulless person. Okay, it's a soulless person. So okay. Then coming back when we're doing this application, so we're going to give it a name. Drooper coming back to me saying that, okay, it's like your car is empty, okay, you need someone to fill
some
it.
Soul to fill
okay?
it.
To fill in the car.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. Well, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking to Shukri Saad and Nelson Rizal. They are the co-founders of Drooper, a carpooling services platform, an app. So do check them out. It's D-R-O-U-P-R, not D-R-O-W-P-E-R. Soulless person. Thank you again. You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.